the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into. Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz. Makeup Reads, and it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out. Tell me your interests and let's get to know each other. Hey guys, this is the tips and tricks section of this podcast, and this one is going to be relatively short. So here is a little hint. Eyeliner, lip liner, does not matter which one you buy. If you buy an eyeliner, as long as it's not liquid, I'm talking about pencil, okay? You buy a pencil eyeliner, it can be used for your lips, it can be used for any artistic thing you want to do on your face, and vice versa. If you buy a lip liner, you can use it for liner on your eyes or again anything artistic on your face. So don't let those two labels deter you from which one you can get. If you see a color that you like and you want a lip liner but it's an eyeliner, go buy the eyeliner, use it as a lip liner. It's gonna work the same, okay? Hey fam, welcome back to Makeup Reads. This is your host KB. We're going to be doing things a little bit different. So I've posted a step-by-step video on how to complete the look we're talking about today, and it is on my Instagram. On top of that, I've also done like a breakthrough step-by-step analysis, whatever you want to call it, fully in-depth, that you can find on Makeup Reads YouTube. And I would suggest either looking at one of those before listening to this podcast, or maybe just looking at the step-by-step one and then while you're listening to this podcast, so just that it makes more sense and you can follow along with what I'm talking about, okay? But let's just go ahead and get into this look. I have no title for it. I might just call it Autumn Gaze. I don't know, just for the sake of a title. But this look that we're getting into is very beginner friendly. Okay, so for all my beginner makeup enthusiasts, makeup lovers out there, this is nothing to be scared of, afraid of. You can do this look. My sister, who is a beginner, has done this look. You can do this look, okay? But we're going to start with the blending. And I said this before in the analysis that I did with the video on YouTube, that the blending that I'm talking about for this look, when we're talking about the blending, we're talking about the eyeshadow blending, okay? I have said, if you all would like to see me talk about foundation routines more, I can get into that. But for the sake of this look, we're just talking about blending when it comes to the eyeshadow, which I think for the most part, most of our studies, we have been talking about the blending on the eyeshadow, but I think I've ventured elsewhere also. But that is besides the point and has nothing to do with this look right here. So this blending is one of my favorite blends because y'all know that I love fuzzy blends. Okay, if y'all hear like a little click click in the back, well, I'm not going to apologize, but I'm just going to let you know what that is. I have knockers in my hair. So every time I move, I'm kind of animated. They click together. So if you hear that in the background, don't mind that. Anywho, the blend for this look is very fuzzy, and those are my favorite types of blends. If you can't tell where the color starts and where another ends, I consider that a good blend. If you can kind of sense where it's, you know, where it starts and where it ends, it doesn't mean it's a terrible blend. But I think the best blend is when it's just completely like, where does the orange start? Where does the brown start? I don't know. It's just flawlessly blended in. That's what I think is like the best blends. But it's not to say that other blends, you know, aren't beautiful and aren't good as well. So for the most part, you only have one area. Well, there's three things that kind of need blending because we have three colors, but we'll get into that later. Well, we can get into that now. So we start out with a rich brown and we pat that in our outer corner. Okay. After we pat that in our outer corner, we get a darker brown and we pat that color on top of the rich brown and blend that out. And the way that we blend that out is by using packing motions. You don't want to use circular motions because it's going to make the blend less opaque and you're going to have to go back into it over and over again to put up those colors. And while that may be needed in other looks, it's not needed for this look, okay? So if you just pat, and of course you don't want too much product on the brush, but if you just pat, you will be great, you'll be fine. So that is technically the first blend between the rich brown and the darker brown. The second blend that we have to do is those browns within the orange. And again, you just want to use a packing motion to be able to blend those two out flawlessly, darling, okay? Now getting into the color choices, I decided to use, again, two different shades of brown and a orange color. It is more on the scarlet side, though it is not as rich. It does have a tint of red in it, but any orange I feel can do, but I just like the scarlet color. Personally, these colors make me, again, think of autumn, which is why we titled it just now, Autumn Gaze. Or at least for me, orange looks good on my skin. So for me, I just like orange to bring out my skin. I think it enhances it, it brightens it up, and it works well with my skin tone. So that's really why I chose these two colors. Also, I wanted to keep it more on the neutral side. It's not as neutral, right, or natural, but it's closer to that side. It's not really a bold glam look. You know, I would consider this a soft glam look. I also chose these colors because I thought they would be easier to blend out with, which would therefore, you know, be easier for my beginners to start out with. When you're using a lot of bold colors, like from a pink to, let's say, this neon green, sometimes the blend is a little harder and you have to keep working on it. But when you have colors that are closer together, it makes it for an easier blend. Now, though orange and brown aren't technically close together, they're still easy colors to blend. So that is why I chose those two colors, because I thought it'd be easier to blend for my beginners. And also because I like the way orange looks on my skin. It makes my skin just glow, honestly, okay? Now, the design for this look, I have already talked about it in the YouTube video. So if you guys have seen that, you already know what the design is. But it is a version of a smoky eye. And the YouTube video, okay, since I keep mentioning YouTube video, I will link it in the show notes so you can just go ahead and get straight to that video if you haven't seen it yet. And if not, you can just, you know, well, I'll still post it there. But if you don't click on the link, you can look up Makeup Breeze on YouTube and it'll be the last video that was posted, okay? But in that video, I explained why I felt this was a version of a smoky eye. And I'll explain it here as well. So I think that there are kind of two versions of a smoky eye. There is what I call a vertical smoky eye and what I call a horizontal smoky eye. I consider the traditional version of a smoky eye to be the vertical, because on your lid, let's say you're starting with this bright pink on your lid, right? And then in your crease area, you have this, let's say you have this light pink on your lid, and then you have fuchsia in your crease area, and then above that you have this dark purple, and you blend those three colors out. It creates an ombre effect, but it's also the traditional smoky eye version, which I like to call the vertical smoky eye, because you're stacking colors on top of each other. In Autumn Gaze, this is the horizontal type of smoky eye, because instead of us stacking colors top to bottom or bottom to top, we're going sideways. So I still consider a smoky eye, but it's just a different way. This is perfect for beginners. When I was trying to get back into my blending skills, because, you know, if you don't use your gift, you lose it. And I didn't do makeup for a long time in the way that I'm at least doing it now, that I had to kind of relearn some stuff. So when I was relearning some stuff, I went back to smoky eyes to get the feeling of how to blend and how to make those things work. So that's essentially why I also chose this design for this look, because I want it to be beginner friendly. And I think smoky eyes are beginner friendly, and they also help you with your blending skills. So it might not be the perfect one, you know, your first time you try the smoky eye, but the more that you keep doing it, the more you'll see what works, what doesn't. And the more that you're strengthening your beauty skills, your makeup skills. So that is essentially why I chose the smoky eye. And I think it's effective because your attention, your focus is going straight to my eyes, which is exactly what I want it to do, especially with the dark brown being on the outer corner and then having this lighter color in the front. It gives it, how can I explain this? Your eyes naturally go from the outside into the inner corner. So you're, at least my eyes, okay, maybe you also don't, but your eyes go naturally from the outer corner to the inner corner, and then they kind of just rest on my eyes. That's how I see it, and that's really where I want my focus to be, is on my eyes, because the eyeshadow is the look for this look. It's the look for this look. Okay, now we're going to get into like the other parts of the look. So we have this orange on our waterline, and I love this addition because I feel like it just keeps your attention on the eyes, because where it had been top heavy, and what I mean by top heavy is if I just had all these shadows just like it is now on top of my eye, but on my lower lash line and on my water line there was just concealer, okay? So there's nothing there, it's top heavy because there's so much on the top and there's nothing on the bottom. That's what I mean when I say that. But by doing that, if it had just been top heavy, my eyes would have just kind of went to the top and I'm like, oh, okay, and flowed down the face. But by having that orange waterline, it stops that and it keeps you in contact with those two oranges. So that's why I love the effect of putting this orange in the waterline. I did talk about having a starker one and a more subtle, softer one. You can go for a harsh or brighter waterline. I just didn't suggest it because I didn't want it to become the main focus of the eye, but I did want it to help it keep that focus on the eyeshadow, but I didn't want it to overtake what's going on top of the lid, okay? I also bring that first brown that I talk about, a rich brown, okay? And you don't want to add any more product onto it. You just want to use whatever is left on the brush and lightly, you can use circular motions here or you can pat. It's really up to you on your lower lash line. And it gives it depth and it gives it dimension and it just makes your eyes kind of sit up. At least it makes my eyes sit up and kind of conceals those little, I don't have bags, but my eyes are sunken in. So it just kind of helps that effect. And instead of it looks sunken in, it kind of looks lifted. But those are just my eyes. And then, of course, mascara is a must. Because if you have fallout, I know me, I have fallout. When I do colorful eyeshadows, you don't want to have this bomb look. And then your eyelashes just full of shadow and it's not doing the job, okay? So mascara is a must. If you want to keep it natural and neutral, I say stick with mascara. If you like me, don't mind bold glam looks, maybe it's your favorite, then you can add falsies. I still like to do my mascara first and then add my falsies because I feel like it helps my real lashes blend with the faux lashes. But that is just my experience with it. You might have a different experience, okay? Now, the last thing about this look is the glitter in the inner corner. Well, it can be glitter or shimmer. It is really up to you, but make sure you just keep it in in the orange family, okay? It doesn't have to be the same orange that you use on your lid, but you do want it to be rather similar, rather close, so that you can keep with the continuity of the look, okay? And that's why I kept using orange for the inner corner, the glitter and the shimmer, and the lower lash line. Because I wanted to make the look I wanted the makeup to look completed and whole. And you can do that by changing colors, of course. But as a beginner, sometimes it's just easier to use the same colors to help you get that completed look. So that's what I did. Moving on to the other parts of the face, we're going to talk about the blush. I opted for a blush that had orange tint, again, because that continues with the continuity of the look. I don't use bronzer. I have not found a bronzer that is deep enough for my skin. So I know in the videos, or it can look like that in the videos, in the pictures, whatever, that I have on bronzer, but it is not bronzer. It is matte blush, okay? I personally would not suggest bronzer in this look anyway, because I'm not sure. Because again, I haven't had any experience for the most part with bronzers, but I think bronzers have shimmer in them. And we want to keep it matte on the face, at least for the blush aspect, okay? Then the highlighter, I opted to go out of the color palette of orange and go to the next color, which is yellow. And I talked about this in the analysis video about how you can have two types of highlighters. You can have a blinding type of highlighter, which for the most part is my favorite, okay? But you can also have a subtle highlighter, which is what we have in this look. And I like those two. They both have their pros and their cons. Now, the reason why I didn't have a blinding highlight on this look is, one, I consider a soft glam. So having a blinding highlight wouldn't really go into that category, okay? And two, it is like a yellow gold type of highlighter. And if it was so bright, I'm not sure it would have blended in correctly as nice as well with the orange blush, nor am I sure it would have looked that great with the orange shimmer in the inner corner. So instead of making it this bright and having like, oh, I don't know if this is going to blend out, what did I do? We just make it subtle so you can have this little pop and you break out of that continuity. But it also adds dimension, okay? So that's why I chose to have the highlighter as subtle as it is. And then we have a nude lip. I absolutely love blah, 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 blah. What? I absolutely love nude lips. I think nude lips can go with anything, okay? Anything. Not any shade of nude lip, okay? But a nude lip can go with anything. So, and I also think it's one of the easier lipstick looks to acquire, to get, to understand. Again, I said this in the analysis video, but there are multiple shades of nude lipsticks, lippies, lipsticks, whatever you want to call them or whatever you want to use. But for this look, I kept it matte. So there's no gloss, there's no shimmer, it's just matte lips, okay? The way that I like to get nude lips is I like to use a dark brown pencil. It could be an eyeliner pencil or a lip pencil. I like to line my lips first, and then I don't keep a singular line. I might go more into this later, but I don't keep it just on my, I just don't make it a line. I bring it out into the lips so it's fuller, it's thicker, okay? On top of that, I add my nude lipstick or whatever, apply that, blend it out, and the, you know, you kind of rub your lips together. Yeah, that motion. And that's how I get my nude lip matte, okay? And that is the end of this look. That is the whole analysis. Again, there is a deeper step-by-step analysis on YouTube that I think would be really helpful. It has notes on it, so you can see what I'm talking about and you can follow along. But yeah, so thank you for listening, guys. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Makeup Breeze, the podcast, but also to our YouTube of Makeup Breeze. All of our social media connect links will be down in the description below. Don't forget, if you want to be mentioned in the next episode of this podcast, all you have to do is fill out a short form. I will read it or see it, check it, and then I will apply it to the next podcast. I hope you guys have a great Monday. And until next week, bye. The hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.